And John Lee once compared meditation to precepts for the mind. You don't kill off your good qualities. You don't steal the bad points of other people to think about. You don't indulge in sensuality, in other words, sensual thoughts. You don't lie to yourself about what you're doing. You don't get intoxicated. You got the mind with one thing. You try to nurture and maintain whatever good qualities you've got. And as for other people's business, you don't pay attention to it at all. You've got your own business you've got to do right here. Stay away from sensual thoughts. Be true to yourself. You've made up your mind to do this and stick with it. Don't get sleepy. Don't get drowsy. When you're doing a short meditation like this, you have to be really quick in settling down. There is that tendency when you have an hour-long sit to kind of drift down gradually, 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 and finally land on the breath just before the time is up. But here, you've only got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, so you don't have much time to make a practice of remembering where a good spot is in the body, a spot where you tend to settle, and go right there. And be really strict about any other thoughts. They might come in and say, well, now's a nice quiet time to think about this, think about that. Well, no, you've got work to do. You've got to train the mind in the skill of holding on to an intention and staying still. So get to work. Develop the virtues of the mind right here, right now. Because this ability to settle the mind down quickly is going to be really important, especially as you approach illness, aging, and death. The mind starts wandering scattered all over the place. You start getting old, you start getting nostalgic about your younger days. When you get ill, you start getting nostalgic about the times when you were healthy, or you get oppressed by the pain. And when you're about to die, your mind is scattered all over the place. You want to get it under some control. So get it under control right now and keep it under control. Even if it's only for 5 or 10 minutes, you're developing a good habit in the mind. That the mind is not there just for your entertainment. It's going to lead you on to who knows where if you don't train it. But if you do train it, you have a better control over where you will go, because you're more in control of where you're staying right now. So get here and stay here. And then the next time, when it comes time to sit for a longer period of time, you'll be able to settle in right away. And then part of the mind will say, well, what do I do now? Well, you maintain that. Stick with it. And you'll learn a lot about the mind. A lot of people complain that doing concentration doesn't give them any insight. Well, there are plenty of things to see in the mind when it's settled down. That's the whole point of settling it down. You see things a lot more clearly, a lot more subtle things you wouldn't have seen otherwise. So try to master this skill of getting down and staying down and see what you learn.